We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. I'm the pastor of Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. And the saints from Merit Assembly of God and our partners are bringing you the Refresh radio broadcast today. And I am thankful that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I can rejoice and be glad in it. So praise God. We have been talking for several days now about praying and asking God to lead us and guide us. And in yesterday's broadcast, that God would continually guide us. If we can go ahead and start off the broadcast today by praying that God would use us to build his kingdom. That is the legacy that I want to have when I get to heaven is, God, did I bring anybody with me? Did I impact anybody's life so that they ended up knowing Jesus as their Lord and Savior? And so today, let's begin praying for that, asking God to lay someone on our heart. And then the second part of the prayer that we are praying is, God, would you reveal a felt need that they have in their life, that I might be used for your glory to help meet that need, in Jesus' name. Father, right now, I pray in the name of the Lord. Lord, you know that you have a heart that none should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life, that everybody should come to repentance. Lord, there are so many people in America right now who've never heard the name of Jesus and other than a cuss word. God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, right now, Lord, that you would open our hearts and fill them with compassion, that you would open our hands so that we could reach out, open our mouths and that we might share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone here in this community who needs to hear those precious words. Father, I pray that as you are moving by your Holy Spirit to deal with their heart and prepare them to receive Jesus as Lord, God, I pray that you would open our eyes to see a felt need that they have in their life, whether it's food or finances or transportation or chores around the house, whatever it might be. Maybe they just need someone to talk to. God, I pray that you would empower us to be able to meet that need so that we can have the privilege of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with them. Lord, I pray that you would make that a reality and that souls would be birthed into the kingdom in Brevard County in October 2014. God, we thank you and give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So Thursdays are my day off. I really look forward to my day off and just getting to enjoy the weather this time of year. It's always a mystery. There have been times when the forecaster has said that it's going to be rainy and then it ended up being pretty, and the times that they've said it was going to be rainy and it ended up being rainy. There were times they said it was going to be beautiful and ended up rainy. And so, but this time of year, it's really the time of year that makes Florida such a beautiful, beautiful place. It's the temperature is cooling down. And so I pray that you have a great day today in Jesus' name. We do want to say thank you to our partners who helped make this broadcast a reality. First of all, we'd like to say give a shout out to Advanced Christian Training Schools. They meet at our fellowship hall on Tuesdays, and if you're interested in that, it's a free video Bible school. Charles Stanley, Bill Johnson, I forget who one of the other teachers was just here a couple of weeks ago, but if you're interested in more information on that, 633-0432. If you would like to be better equipped in knowing the Word of God and being used for His glory. So that's one of the people that help bring this program to you. Jith Concrete in Cocoa, Florida. Greg is who that you would speak to there. And if you have any concrete needs, they can help you out. The phone number for them is 536-5804. Again, that's 536-5804. And then we have two air conditioning companies that are part of Merit Assembly of God, help bring this broadcast to you. Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, Bill Andriak, 759-3284. Bill Andriak, Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, 759-3284. And then Dennis and Carla Haven at Wyrick Air, 632-9538. If you have any needs, call those companies, and they will get you fixed right up. And so, praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful for the Word of God today? So we are going to look today in the 27th Psalm, and we're going to be touching on several passages of Scripture today, and then I'm going to share with you a testimony that happened a few months back, but it is just such a tremendous testimony that it needs to be shared. First of all, the first verse in Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will also offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." What a tremendous psalm. And this is the Psalm of David. And it begins talking here in the first few verses that he identifies God in three ways: that the Lord is my light, he's my salvation, and he is the strength of my life. He is my light, he's my salvation, and the Lord is my strength. I can assume that just about everyone in here, or that is listening to this broadcast, appreciates light. Salvation is a gift from God. I'll never forget, I was a youth pastor in Melbourne. I was talking about being saved, and a person asked the question, "Saved from what? Saved from what?" And I'll be honest with you, there are many different answers that I could give. God, he saves us from sin. He saves us from the attacks of the enemy. He saves us from eternity separated from God. He also saves me from myself. But if you and I, I come from, pretty close to the buckle of the Bible Belt. I come from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where, you've got Rhema Bible School and Rabel Bible Training Center and Oral Roberts University. and you got Church on the Move, Victory Christian Center, some fantastic, fantastic churches, Life Churches is out of Oklahoma. But yet people in 2014 have no concept of lostness. They have no concept that they are on the path that leads to destruction. And so God is our salvation. And David goes on and he describes that he's my light, my salvation, and the strength of my life. And when we realize that God has imparted his strength to us, there is something that is lost when that becomes a reality in our life. And that is a terrorizing fear. Fear is mentioned three times in the first three verses. And it says in the first two, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When God is my light, when he has saved me, I do not have to live in terror. I do not have to live in fear. The enemy comes in and tries to paralyze by fear. They try to manipulate you and say, if you do not do this, I am going to do this. That's not the way that God operates. God is, a lot of people come to God because they simply want fire insurance. They don't want to spend an eternity away from him. But that's not what God is looking for. God is looking for a love relationship. When I proposed to my wife, I didn't say, this is really a horrible town you live in, and if you will marry me, you won't have to spend the rest of your life here. That's not the way that I proposed to her. How I proposed to her went something like this. Would you take a leap of faith with me as we serve God for the rest of our lives? That's something similar to how it was, but that's what it is. It is a journey of faith. And so it's not a step of faith. It for us was a leap like off of a mountain. And God has been faithful. And when God is our strength, he's our light, he's our salvation, we do not have to be afraid, because greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. You need to know that verse. God is the almighty God, the omnipotent God. He is greater than any foe. The weapons of this world are nothing compared to the mouth that he has that speaks, and then his enemies are done away with. And so we do not have to be afraid. And then David describes a situation, and he does it in the past tense. It says, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. And so he goes from a past experience to what his future reality is going to be. He said that there was a foe that came against him to eat up his flesh. We have been talking about that God strengthens to heals. Today, you may have something going on with your skin. You may have something going on with an organ in your body. And I want you to know today that God is the strength of your life, and he can bring salvation to your heart and to your life, and bring healing so that that enemy that you are battling does not end up being victorious. And he says, because of what I've seen God do in the past, if an army were to encamp against me, I would not be afraid. Not out of arrogance. We have seen rulers in modern times that there were armies that were gathered against them, and they were outnumbered, and they stood in their arrogance. David wasn't saying that he was going to stand in his pride. He wasn't going to stand in his bravado. He was going to stand in his relationship with God, who was his light and his strength and his salvation. And so he said, though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. Verse 4, he goes on, he says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. You and I, we need to appreciate the freedom to worship that we have here in America, the freedom to assemble together and call upon the name of the Lord. The psalmist later said, I would be content if all I was a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. You see, we need to get back to where we value coming together in the house of the Lord. I will tell you, the enemy has been very successful in the past, well, for a long, long time, of discrediting ministers, discrediting Christians, and causing people to have an inferior attitude towards the house of God. But I want to tell you today that there are more pastors who are running after God's heart than there are that are running after the pleasures of this world. There may be some high-profile failures, but I want to tell you that there are going to be more spiritual success stories. And so, please, you know, people don't like to be generalized and lumped in together. And if you have been wounded in the church, if you've been disappointed by spiritual leadership and them failing to live up to God's expectations or your expectations, I just want to ask you to pray and ask God to remove any bitterness from your life and restore a joy and a longing for the house of the Lord. If you were to look in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, you would see there was a person that said, I used to lead the throngs in worship, and now, you know, what is going on? Why am I downcast? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? And so I just want to cry out to you today and say, allow God, who's the strength of your life, who's the light of your life, who's your salvation, who brings deliverance for you when enemies may attack you or flesh, to allow God to create a grateful heart in you so that you long to be in the house of God. We do not put any pretensions on our church here on the radio. We are a church between 40 to 60 people currently. We have a big heart. We have some challenges. We have some wonderful people. But the thing that we have is we have a desire to fellowship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the psalmist here, because of the things he had gone through, he doesn't describe it as a ritual, but I really like this description, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And that's what we experience when we come together. We behold the beauty of the Lord. It says, and to inquire in his temple, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And he goes on and describes a few other things that we're not going to take the time to to address today. But in verse number 7, it says, Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. Verse number 8, again, this addresses David's mindset. When you said, Seek my face, my heart said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek. And so, again, this is a past tense statement. This wasn't philosophical. This was experiential. This was something that David had been through. David had heard the voice of God say to his spirit, Seek my face. And we addressed 2 Chronicles 7:14, I believe, on yesterday's broadcast, and how we need to seek God's face and not his hand. Listen, when God comes on the scene, his entire entourage, all of his blessings come with him. But God wants us to seek his face. The scripture says that he wants to make his face to shine upon us. And I guess it's just the guy in me, but when I hear that phrase, I think of a car finish, of being waxed so to such a high polish that when you look in it, you can see your own reflection. And so I want God's face to be seen in me, that when people see me, they don't see Bob Arthur's, but they see the face of God. And so I want to encourage you. God said, Seek my face. And David said, Your face, Lord, I will seek. And so you and I, we've got to make that a conscious decision. when we receive the invitation, and that invitation is be extended to us today, then we need to respond with an act of our will and say, God, I am going to seek your face. And once you have made that commitment, don't delay, don't procrastinate, but instead allow it to become a reality in your life. And here's what David said, do not hide your face from me. And so again, there's three references. We've seen the reference to the Lord, that he's our light, our salvation, and our strength, that when we happen, there are three references where David said, I do not have to be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid. And now we see the third reference in regards to God's face. And David says, do not hide your face from me. Do not hide your face from me. And the truth of the matter is, God says, seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Verse number 9 continues, do not turn your anger or your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. And I don't know if this was an experiential thing that David had already lived through, that he had been disappointed by his father or mother. I don't know if he was looking to the day and say, you know, one day they're going to die and they're not going to be a part of my life anymore. But what he did say was, God, you have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me. And the good news is what David was crying out for not to happen, Jesus has promised that it will not happen. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And so that is a tremendous promise. Verse number 11, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me and such as breathe out violence. Now get this, verse 13, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Today there are maybe people who are listening to this broadcast and you're discouraged, you have given up hope, you have given up any sort of anticipation or expectation of anything good happening to you. And David said, I would have lost heart myself. David, who had killed Goliath, David, the king, would have lost heart, except for he had this one belief, and that was this, that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want you to know that God is not just good in eternity, but God is good in the land of the living. And so today, I want to encourage somebody who's listening to this program. You may be going through a difficult time. You may be like David and you know, realizing that there's adversaries, people trying to take your job or stab you in the back or whatever it might be. But it may have discouraged you. You may be a little depressed today. But today, I want to refresh your faith today. And this one thought will do it, that when God has promised you that you will see the goodness of God in the land of the living, it will bolster your faith. It will reinforce your confidence in God. And so today, maybe you have just put off until eternity when you are going to see the goodness of God, but the scripture has repeated references to the fact that God wants to bless and he wants us to see that he is a good God, a loving Lord, a gracious heavenly Father who has compassion on his children. Jesus was moved with compassion. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. And do not get the two confused. I believe it was Oral Roberts that first put it in that way. Verse 14 in the last few minutes of today's broadcast says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so David knew what it was like to be patient. He had been anointed king over Israel while Saul was still king over Israel. He had opportunities on multiple occasions to take matters into his own hands. But we can see over and over in the Word of God what happens when we try and help God out. It never turns out well. It never turns out well. And so David said two times here in this one verse, wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He's not only talking to himself, he's talking to others as well in this song. And they're encouraging people, wait, have confidence in God. He will not delay. He'll come through just in time. Galatians tells us that in the fullness of time, God sent his son. His timing is perfect. His timing is perfect. And so I want to encourage you, wait for God's timing. Do not get in a rush in relationships. Wait on God. He will bring the godly relationships into your life at the right time. Wait on the Lord. Wait in his presence. Enjoy his presence. Whenever you're praying, let's not be in such a rush that we're hurry in and hurry out. We live in such a frantic society, such a frenzied pace, that sometimes we miss the joy of each other's company and presence in a personal sense. How much more are we guilty of that in doing that with God? You know, I don't want God to be on a 75-minute schedule at my service. Okay, God, you've got an hour and 15 minutes to do a miracle here in people's lives, and 1 second over and you're done. I want to wait on the Lord. He says, be of good courage, and it says, he shall strengthen your heart. He will strengthen you in your innermost being. And today, I'm not talking about a superficial strength. I'm talking about a strength that comes from the Lord being your light, your salvation, and your strength. And what happens is God is going to endow you and impart to you his strength, and you are going to be strengthened in your innermost being. I do want to take a moment and pray. There may be people today who are listening who have heart conditions in a very physical sense, a very real sense. And I want to pray today that God would touch and heal you here in the last few minutes of this broadcast. Father, right now we wait upon you. Your presence is precious to us. God, we want to thank you that you are our light, our salvation, and you're our strength. And I pray today, God, for those who may be surrounded by enemies, God, that you would remind them once again that you are going to allow them to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. God, as we wait upon you for your perfect timing, God, there are people that I'm praying for that are awaiting you to do a specific act. God, would you strengthen them today? Would you fill them with courage? And Lord, for those who may be afflicted, their physical heart may have problems, whether it's congestive heart failure or blocked arteries or a leaking valve. God, I pray today that you would fortify their heart, that you would cause that muscle to be healed in Jesus' name and operate the way that you created and designed it to operate. God, would you bring healing to people's lives in a glorious way today? In Jesus' name we pray. Again, we want to say thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.